I made announcements, I revealed tzedek. In other words, this means, it simply means that Dovda over here is saying that I was a teacher. My profession in life was a melamed. I gave shiurim. That's what, it was a side job. I was the king. It was a sideshow. And my main occupation in life was to give shiurim. Okay, he was the original Magid Shir at the morning call of David. Bisarti tzedek, I announced, I related righteousness, which is Torah, Torah tzedek, b'kohol rav, he had a very big shiur, very big following. My lips never ceased to relate the words of Torah. Hashem, ato yodot, you know it. The world may not give me credit. We spent time on this a little bit yesterday, this idea that you don't necessarily have to say the name of a person in certain matters because Hashem knows. Hashem knows. Hashem knows. Hashem gives credit. Your righteousness I did not hide in my heart. I spoke. Okay, this is a poetic repetition, just like it says in the beginning of Pasuk Yud, Bisarti, another expression, Amorti. I related to the world, to my Talmidim. David was, he fulfilled, Midu Talmidim Harbe, your Emuna and your Teshua. This is a very powerful pasuk. I did not deny your kindness. Many people, when they witness extraordinary events in this world, they deny that it has come from Hashem. They're liars. They deny that, it's just a coincidence. I did not deny your kindness and your truth to a great assembly. Okay, so this is the basic, let's see, the stuff of Rashi, a little bit over here in the Chemes, a little bit in the Seven of Farshim. Let's see right away, Pasik test in the Mitzvah David. La sois ritzoyncha v'chashok yibalta alay kein chefzi la soisa. So David over here says, la sois ritzoyncha, whatever I accepted, I did. Okay, to do your will, Hashem, I desired. V'soroska shmur b'li b'lovavi asherhim b'chlal ha-me'ayim. Okay, just means, very simply means over here, that David over here is saying is that I did what I practiced what I preached. Okay, it's not just enough to learn Torah. Godo limud, shalimud, mevi, lidei, maisa. The goal of learning Torah is to do. Okay, and the Torah was guarded inside of me. Bisarti tzli b'korov, bisarti hishmati l'ram es divri ha-Torah. I taught. Okay, hishmati, I made it heard to the masses, the words of Torah v'lo manati sirasayim l'ashmir, and I did not hold back my lips from relating v'haloi ato Hashem yodata shekid v'orai. Okay, he knew that what I said is true. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Tzedakascha l'chisisi ha-tzedaka sh'asiso imodi l'chisisi b'libi melodia l'rabim, I revealed all your kindness l'chichadati l'imanati melesaper chasodecha l'kohorua b'chdei l'hamshich l'ibam acharecha, in order to inspire them. Rashi v'saraska b'sach me'oy af ma'ach. Now here we have over here an entirely different interpretation. David over here is telling us here that he was very nizar in eating kosher food. Af ma'choli al pi saraska hu lo yachalti behemot me'o utevolim. What's the chiddush? It's a tremendous idea. What's going on over here? Over here when it says this expression v'saraska yotayra b'sach me'oy, it's inside of my stomach. So according to the Mitzvah David, this is nothing more than a figurative expression. It means nothing more than I guarded within my psyche the words of Torah. I was cool of Torah. I absorbed and I lived. I was saturated with, yeah. I internalized the words of Torah. According to Rashi, I internalized. But according to Rashi, it's not what it means. According to Rashi, what it means is that I ate kosher food. In my stomach, there was no timtum halef. I ate everything that I ate had a heksha. Whether it was the OU, the OK. I'm sorry? No, the KD. That's pasuk. You, that's the next pasuk. Okay, basar. You want to go say? That's the next pasuk. You want to connect the two pasukim together. You want to go say that over here, Bisarti, Rabbi Kalman is saying a little bit of a drush, Basar. It first says, Besoch me'ai,
said it, Badatz.
Who says it?
Badatz.
Badatz. The Badatz says this? The Bez Din Tzedek? Okay, so I think he's making a joke.
King David?
Okay, so here he says. He says, so therefore, the Rashi here says an incredible chiddush means over here, the Nadi non kosher food. Okay, that's an incredible thing. Over here, look over here on the 6 days that came on the side. Muperish Rashi Zal, Afim Alochi, the kosher Rashi, the Chiyesh Torah, Besoch Meayim. According to Rashi, Rashi does not like to go with the approach, does not like the approach of the Mitzudah instead to internalize. Because there's no such thing as having Torah inside of your stomach. Your innards in your intestines. So therefore, Rashi says it means food. Next.
Every husband internalizes his wife's food.
Every husband internalizes his wife's food? Okay, next. Pasuk Yud, Bisarti Tzedek, Shira. Now this is also very interesting. Bisarti. Bisarti, Lashon Hara. It seems that Rashi is saying a tremendous chiddush. The word Bisarti means like a basura. A besura toivo, I think the correct pronunciation of besura toivo, a good tidings. You wish a person besurais toivos, good tidings. So Rashi here says an incredible chiddush. The word besura, bisarti, is miloshen of shira, shin resh, a song. And he's saying bisarti tzedek, I sang shira. We're going back to Kriyas Yamsov, we're going back to Yitzias Mitzrayim, and there were three Shirois. Rashi focuses. Now there are many Shirois in Tanakh. Rashi dwells upon three specific Shirois. Okay, there are 10 Shirois in total, but Rashi dwells upon three. What are the three over here? Number one is Shir al Hayam. Number two is Shir al Habe'er. And number three is Shiras Devoira. Okay, Shiras Devoira. Okay, he doesn't talk about Shiras Miriam. Okay, Vatan Lohem Miriam Shula Shem Kigo Ogo. I guess that's Nichlal in Shiras Hayam. But he dwells there upon three shirois. Why specifically these three? I don't know. There must be more to this. Loi echle, loi emna, I did not withhold. Kamo vayikole hageshem. This week's parasha. Isn't this the last thing we learned yesterday in the evening? Vayikole hageshem. Meir, remember this? We learned yesterday with Meir and Heshi. We learned this over here yesterday. Loi vayikole hageshem. Vayikole hageshem. So what did we learn yesterday in Rashi and in the Targum on this pasuk? Until I learned this Rashi, focused on this Rashi in the Targum, I thought that the word Vayikolei Hageshem in Hashemayim means, in heaven there is a limited amount of water, and Hashem opened up the heavens, opened up the earth, and it all came pouring out. And then at the end, it's over. There's no more water left. The reservoir is been depleted until it's going to be replenished. So therefore, that's it. The world of the Hashem opened up the Arubos Hashemayim. Hashem opened up the Tochim Rabba, and Vayikolei Hageshem in Hashemayim. It's finished. It ended. Because why did it end? There's nothing more. It's empty. The tank is empty. No, Rashi very clearly says on this pasuk there was plenty more to go. There was an infinite amount of liquid mayim in Shemayim that can come down. Hashem went out of his way to close the faucet. Vayimona, he withheld the remainder of the Geshem from coming forward.
Right.
A jail. He withheld it from coming down. And then Rashi goes on to say an incredible chiddush in that Rashi, Kmo lesichle rachamecha mimeni. Rashi learns the next pasuk. That's the next pasuk in Beis. That's the next pasuk. Let's actually read this part. What?
That doesn't have an olive.
Okay, but Rashi there says. No, it does. Look at the next page. Look at Pasuk Yibayz, page 368. Pasuk Yibayz. Ato Hashem lo sichlo rachamecha mimeni. So Rashi actually quotes this pasuk, and therefore Rashi is indirectly teaching us that when we ask Hashem for mercy, So it almost, what is the impression that we have? That Hashem, there really isn't much mercy up there in heaven for us. And we say that lo sichle, don't let it trickle down. Rashi seems to be saying is that there is an infinite volume of mercy in heaven, and it's gushing down to this world. But when we do an Aveira, Hashem goes out of his way to close the valve, to prevent it from descending. And we're saying to Hashem, don't close the valve. Let the ra- it was the natural state of this world is rachanim. If not for, you know, I got the impression that the natural state of this world is din. Bereishis bara Elokim. And what happened? Hashem saw that the world cannot survive with din, so Hashem added rachamim. B'yoyim b'roi Hashem Elokim. Eretz v'shamoy.
When we daven for Geshem,
yes.
Which
midah are we appealing? Rachamim. But I get the impression is that what is the natural state of the natural state, the default? The default is din. And you have to trigger.
That's nature.
Nature is din. And you have to trigger rachamim. Rashi says it's not true. The natural state of being in this world is rachamim. And le'sich le'rachamecha, you're asking Hashem, Hashem, don't shut the valve. You always get the impression that, again, the natural state is din, and you have to beg Hashem to change the default, to change the disposition of this world of din. Oh, why don't you go and send and create, dispatch a degree of rachamim? Along comes Rashi and he said, it's not correct. That it's not correct. It is just the opposite. The natural state of this world is rachamim. And we ask Hashem, lo sich lo rachamecha mi meni. Don't close the valve. Don't deny what is natural by preventing the air from being rachamim in this world. Okay, so this is, and that's what it says over here, this Rashi as well, but it says over here, lo echle chastecha. I'm not going to, David over here saying that my natural state of being is to relate. A person naturally wants to give thanks to Hashem. Unfortunately, there, because of some interference, a person somehow he shuts down, he prevents his natural state from coming forth. And David's lo echle, lo emda, I'm not going to hold back, but he called the Ageshem. Okay, this concludes the Rashi on this. Now let's take a look over here. What?
In the Geshem prayer, Bavuro.
Al timne moyim. Excellent. Bavuroi al timne moyim. Excellent. Okay, let's look over here. There's a little radak. Do you want to do one radak? And then we'll go on to read to the next psukim. First, let's look over here at Likud Shas in the bottom. Bisarti tzedek b'kol rav. David says, I announced tzedek. Tzedek means mishpat, righteousness. In a large assembly, the Gemara says, Rav Hanun Rameh, he posed the following stira. Ksiv, here it says, one pasuk says, Belibi tzofanti imra secha. I kept my words closed. I'm reading the Likud HaShas, page 367, on the bottom. In the Likud HaShas, the very, very bottom, we have a stira. Did David give drashas? Was David a pasuk? We have a stira. This pasuk seems to indicate that David did not withhold from giving piske halacha. He revealed chidush Torah to the world. Mitzat Shere, the pasuk later on, that says that David did not. David withheld. David did not go and reveal Chidush Torah. Rav Hanun Rameh Ksiv says, pasuk, believe it, Sofanti Imra Sech, I withheld. Which over here, the editor adds, Mashma Shadavid HaMelech Lo Yehoi Roh HaLocha Yisberabim. But Ksiv says in the pasuk, Bisarti Tzedek B'Kol Rav, that David over here, David did give over Chidush Torah to the world. How do we reconcile this contradiction? Lo Yikosha, Kam Bezman She'ira HaYoiri Kayam, Kan Bizman Shain Ira Hayuiri Kayam. In case you're in jeopardy and they ask you, who is the name of David Hamelech's Rebbe? What is the answer? The answer is Ira Hayuiri. Everyone has a Rebbe. Like Ezra. Ezra did not come to Eretz, he did not make Aliyah. Why? Because his Rebbe Baruch ben Neriah was alive. And Yirmiyah was not able, and Baruch ben Neriah, the Rebbe, was not able, he was too delicate. He was too old to make the difficult trip.
Ira.
This is where it comes from? Hurricane. What was the name of that last hurricane? What? I-A-N. Ian?
That's Scottish for John.
Once there's a category, a certain hurricane, they retire the name. It's retired. They have a whole list of names. They retire it, never used again. But in any event, over here, he had a Rebbe. The Rebbe, there's a principle that as long as the Rebbe is alive, you don't pass in halacha. A person has to have respect for his Rebbe. And we learned that from David. David HaMelech, we have a stira. One pasuk says that he was a poisek. He was a melamed. Another pasuk says that he kept his chidushim to himself. And the answer is, as long as his Rebbe was alive, he was quiet. When his Rebbe passed away, that's when he first, he so went. Obviously, yeah. Obviously. Achi Teufel, he wasn't his Rebbe. That was one of his a friend. That was someone in his class. That was his arch enemy. But
I think they said maybe he learned a couple of things.
He learned, but yeah, from his friends. We call Malamdai his scout, but his main Rebbe, who he was, the main Rebbe that he was kafif to was of Ira Hai Yiri. Okay, that's a steer. Now there's a shtickle radak over here. I hope I didn't forget which one. I didn't mark it off. I have in my other safer I marked it, which I wanted to read. I wanted to discuss. Okay, let's. I don't remember which one it was. Let's go run through them quickly. Let's look at. We'll run through the whole thing very quickly. Okay, pasuk tes. Okay, last sois ritzon chavsi ritzoni last sois ritzon chavsach meyai besach libi. Okay, pasuk yud. I'm on page 367 in the radak. Let's see pasuk yud. Bisarti tzedek. Davar acher yesh olai lasoi zulasi kima mitzvois v'hu lesaper hachasodim shoasi so imi. Incredible chiddush. Over here, this pasuk is revealing us that there we always think that what do you do in life? In life, you do three things. Toira, avoida, and gemilas chasodim. Al shloisha dvarim ha'olim oimet. Al ha-toira, al ha-avoida, v'al gemilas chasodim. The person divides up his religious, his life to three parts. He learns every day. Kavata itim la Torah. When a person comes to Shemayim, one of the questions that they ask is, Kavata itim la Torah. Did you spend time learning Torah? They don't ask you if you spend time teaching children critical race theory. Okay? They don't ask you, they say, Asakta bepriya uraviya? In our generation, they have a new version. Were you oisek in depopulation? Okay? All the conspiracy theory people, which you always say, what is the difference between the world of reality and the conspiracy theories? 6 months. Okay, you don't get it? I can't help you. Sorry, we'll wait 6 months.
Cycle moves fast.
But in any event, one of the questions they ask a person when they come to Shemayim is, Osakta bepriya desakta kavata itim l'toira. Did you set aside time to learn Torah? Okay, so you learn Torah. What else does a person do? He davens. Hakol kol Yaakov. You have to spend time learning Torah and you have to spend time praying. What else? Chesed. Al Torah, al avodah, al gemilas chasadim. You do chesed. David says there's a fourth thing that a person has to do. A fourth thing. He has to give public speeches, be an inspirational speaker, and tell people stories of hashgacha pratis. That's what it's saying over here. David over here is coming to Mechadish that there's a fourth part of a person's life. How much in your life did you spend revealing to the world, spend time revealing to the world HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness? Again, one more time, Pasuk Yud, page 367, Pasuk Yud. Bisarti tzedek davar acha yesh lalasa zulasi kima mitzvah svehu lesaper to relate hachasodim, the kindness, shasisu imi, v'chein asisi. See, this is not like what we've learned in the Medrash. It's not like what it says in the Rashi. We learned, and we have so many perushim for this expression. It's amazing. You never imagine such a, you know, it would seem such a simple thing. Yet we've already seen four different translations of the word bisarti. Besides the humorous idea from Rav Kalman that it means bosar, that it means I kush. What? What does Rashi say? Where?
No, he said lo achalti.
That's the previous pasuk, Mesoch Meoi. That's the previous pasuk. Okay, you're saying a little something humorous. Okay, but we have so many. Bisarti means to relate. Besoirois toivois, Yeshuois v'nechamos. One of the harachmans in Birchas Hamazon. Besoirois toivois, good tidings. That's the pshuto shalmikra. But Rashi says it means shira. Okay, Shira, Miloshon Shira, Beis, Shin Reish, the Shoresh of the word, Bisarti, the Beis is a prefix, and the Tav and the Yud is possessive, the Tav is a suffix, And the sin and the reish is miloshon shir. I sang songs. Okay, that's pshat number one. Pshat number two, the mitzudois, he said it just means inyan hashmoas chadoshois rabim. Vos is nice. Okay, well, that would be a very nice word for anyone make a new political, any new political party here. Michal, you want to go into politics? We'll have our own newspaper. We'll call it Bisarti. Bisarti. That's the name of our new newspaper. Mayor Apple will be the editor-in-chief.
Hamavaser.
Oh, you see that? Hamavaser. Okay, they still have it? Okay, the commentator. The commentator is the paper.
We used to call the common.
The common. Why the... What's... The kami. Okay, but here it says, what is the name? Look at the mitsudo siyoin. It's a great word for a newspaper. It says, Bisarti inyan, this means, hashmoas chadoshois lorabim, to make known new things to the masses. Isn't that what a newspaper is? Vos is nice. Okay, what a great title for a newspaper. We'll call it Bisarti. Bisarti. If you subscribe, you get a free meat piece of meat at Glatmart. Basar for Bisarti.
Actually, Bisarti, according to
Mitzudas Sion, Mitzudas Sion,
I just said Mitzudas Sion. Better explained from Levaser rather than Rashi, who says it's sheer.
Oh, so I'm saying, obviously, ayin panim l'toira. That's the beauty.
You're
what?
Rashi didn't know.
I'm questioning how Rashi says it.
Harachaman, we say the Birchas Hamazon, we should have Besoirois, Toivois, Yeshuois, and Nechamois. Okay? So, you know, the truth is they're related, because when a person hears good news, you sing. When you hear good news, good tidings in this world, you're very happy. There's a melody in your voice when you hear good news. So there's a relationship. When a person is humming and is singing when there is good news. Okay, so there's a relationship between the word good tidings and a song. Then we had a third interpretation. Here, everybody, please. A third interpretation of Bisarti Tzedek means Piske Halacha. Piske Halacha. David gave a shir, Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Tefillah, Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, the Halachos, the laws of Chanukah are coming up. The Lord, Halacha, gave a halachic shir. He was Megale Chidushim in Halacha, Piske Halacha. Now we come to a fourth interpretation. And that is the Radak. And the Radak says, the word Bisarti means, I delivered inspirational speeches for Torah anytime, and told over Hashkocha Pratis stories.
Why Jacobson?
Or a whole collection of people. Dovar Acher, Yesh Lalasas Lossikima Mitzvah, besides the mitzvahs. And the Radak doesn't go on to say, I gave Chidushim and Halacha. He doesn't say that I sang songs. Doesn't say that I gave over good news. This guy, Vos is Night, or what's the website called? Only Simchas. Most of the other websites are only Tzoras. But only Simchas. No! It means inspirational speeches. It means, I told over Hashem's kindness. I announced public announcements of acts of kindness that have been revealed to me, what Hashem has done for me, in the great assemblies. A good convention is coming up December 1st, the 100th year. I got a ring call. I was invited, so far, I hope they deny, to come and work like a dog. To work like a dog for them. maybe I'll go, maybe I won't, we'll see. No, Tardy Time invited me so far. We'll see what happens. To work mamish like a dog. Okay, Bikahol Rav, Kidei Sheyishmu Rabim V'yodis, they're starting even early. This year they're starting, and instead of starting on Thursday, they're starting on Wednesday. They have a jam-packed convention. Back in Connecticut, in the good place. COVID, no more COVID. Last year they couldn't have it in Connecticut because COVID regulations. So they had it in Pennsylvania, where they have some other place. This year they're going back. This year they're going back to the nice place, in the Crown Plaza. And I think they changed the name. They changed the name of these places every other day. Every Monday and Thursday, they have a new name for these places. Okay. What's it called, Baruch?
Armand.
I can't hear. They know the sound is.
Armand.
Armand. Armand. Okay, it's owned by a firm person now, right? He bought it out, someone bought it out. They have a kosher cave, a kosher kitchen there. They bought it out, okay, in any event. Okay, whatever it is, but
that's another $100.
Whatever, okay, right. So they call up, they should yishmu rabin v'yoydu l'shmecha, they should hear and they should listen. V'abol l'saper ha'chadoshois im toivim ra, yikorei mivasa, a person that comes, and now the Radak is going back, is basically explaining what it means, the basic shot. The basic shot means to give over good tidings. Good tidings, the good tidings doesn't necessarily mean chasodim. Yes and no, you know. Well, I mean, ordinarily, is a person had a baby, a person got engaged. Obviously, we know that it's a great miracle, but a good, you have an announcement of births, and engagements, and weddings, and anniversaries, they're not telling you the miracle that happened to bring about this event. They're just telling you good news. That's ordinarily what it means. But over here, the Radak saying, it's more than just telling you the good news, it's telling you the whole story. The Hashkocha Pratis that was involved in bringing about this good news. Im Toivim Ra Yikare is called Mevaser. Al Toy Beroy V'al Ra. So he says that most of the time, the word Besoira is used in reference to good news, but sometimes it's used in reference to bad news. Kimoi vayan hamevaser v'nehu k'bikohol ravin in the assembly of the saper hachasadim hachadosha she'osa imo hakel yisparach v'nehu mevaser lefichach amar bisarti hinei sevasai loy echle loy emne sevasai mele saper tamid tzidkos Hashem ato yodato ma she'asaper besvasai yedu rabim avol ma she'hoigel libi bitzidkoscha. So here is coming over here to tell you there are two different dimensions. There is what you publicize and what you keep to yourself. There are certain parts, every time there's an event, so there are things that everyone knows and there are secrets that people don't know. Ato, your daughter, you go to a wedding and you see a very big simcha. Wow, how nice. Who's paying for it? Who's paying for it? None of your business. There are certain people that you would never believe they underwrite, they take care of certain things behind the scenes. Only Hashem knows the secrets. When you see a great simcha in this world, you don't know. Person has a child. Okay, I was blown away. A person had a child, okay, there's someone that I know, he had a baby, very nice, mazel tov, you go to the kiddush, shalom zohar. And then I found out years later that these people really couldn't have children, and there's someone I know basically paid for infertility treatments $50,000 a shot, and he paid multiple times, and just because you pay for it doesn't guarantee nothing, just an attempt. It can take multiple attempts. And these people had no money, they didn't have that kind of money, no insurance doesn't cover it. I found out a secret that this person I know, he paid $50,000, I think, three times for them to have this baby. And if not for him, who knows what would have been. And what's so interesting is this guy he's a very wealthy person, but he's not like a billionaire. And he gave all his money, obviously it's a lot of money, okay? But he gave all the money that he has of tzedakah for this. And other people came to him for tzedakah. They want a donation for this. And he told them, I don't have any money. I can't go give you big donations. And they're, come on, what are you talking about? You're a gavir. I'm sorry, I can't help you. And they walk away with tinnitus on him. They have complaints against him. How come you can't go and give for our organization a couple of $1,000? Little do they know, he's going and secretly giving enormous amounts of money for fertility treatments for people to have children. And no one knows this. People didn't know. No. I somehow know this, and I only found out this years later, by accident, years later. So you go to an event, and you go and you get out and make a speech. Oh, what a chesed, hashkocha. You're mevaser to the rabbin. Hashevach voidot Hashem. But guess what? There are parts of this simcha that no one will ever know. It's between you and Hashem. Ata, your daughter, you know the secrets that no one else knows. Okay, two parts of the pasuk. You go to a simcha, you go to an event, and there's a beautiful simcha, and people, and they get up and they make drashos and sheva brachos, and they're very, very, very inspiring. Very, very inspiring. Cannot deny things that you hear, you see. Bisarti, David says, Bisarti tzedek b'kohol rav, to the whole world. Hinesev osay lo echla, I'll tell over the whole world all the details. But Hashem, there are things that I cannot reveal. I cannot reveal certain things. And those things that I cannot reveal to the tzibur, to the world, Hashem, ata your daughter. Only you know. Only you know what was involved in bringing about this event. This is true for every single event that you go to in this world of inspiration. There are things that you know about, and there are things that you do not know about, and you should not know about, and you cannot know about. That pasuk, you know, there's a Messiah. Now we're going to go into conspiracy theories. Yeah. That pasuk was said, that pasuk was read, that had on Tuesday, you know, there's a Messiah, that the seven psukim, that the seven aliyahs are divided according to the day of the week. That is Parashas Nitzavim. 9/11, 21 years ago, happened on a Tuesday morning. Parashas Nitzavim. And that part it says, "Mechori ho'af ha'godol hazeh gofris v'melach sereifa kolarza mamish." On Tuesday of Parashas Nitzavim, it mamish was describing blatantly the horror of what we saw. Gofris v'melach sereifa kolarza v'yamru chol ha'al me'osa shem kocho lo'aretz hazos. Mechori ho'af ha'godol hazeh. Unbelievable, no? It's haunting. How could it possibly be that on Parashas Nitzavim, the third Aliyah, which corresponds to Tuesday, on that day, an event where the whole world said, Me'osa Hashem koch la'aretz hazos, Me'chori, the Amru, and this Musar, and we don't know what it means. Asha Ozu is Bris, Hashem lo'kei avosam, v'chulu v'chulu. It goes on because they have abandoned the covenant with Hashem. And then, at the end, it says something very shocking. And that's Tuesday. Hanistorois la Hashem Elokeinu, vanigloys lanu ulevonenu ad oila. What did we see? We saw five airplanes go down. Two went into the Twin Towers. No, how many airplanes? I mean, four airplanes. Two into the Twin Towers, one into the Pentagon, and one crashed. And one crashed in which state?
Pennsylvania.
We saw four airplanes go down. And building number 7, World Financial Center, just collapsed. And, okay, that's what we saw 21 years ago. 21 years ago, who would ever, and it was an act of terror, Osama bin Laden, v'chulu v'chulu. Fine, okay. Hanigloys, lanu ulevonenu ad olam, United States went to war, you have Afghanistan, v'chulu v'chulu. Over 21 years, there are a lot of secrets that have come out. And the truth is, no one will ever, ever know what really happened on that day. A lot of things, there are a lot of questions. A lot of questions. And many of the questions... What?
They still don't know where Elvis is.
They still don't know what Elvis is? Elvis. Elvis was in the plane. Elvis was... Okay, right? They still... And there are a lot of tough questions. And there will never be answers. There will never be, because these people are dead. And no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Hanigloyis lanu ulevonenu adalam. But don't ever forget, an event like 9/11, which changed the world. There are things that happened on that day that we'll never know. Good and bad, whatever it means. Hanistorais laHashem elokeinu. Just like it says in the pasuk, you can't deny. Gofris v'melach sereifa kol arza. The Amru, Al Me Osa Hashem Kochel Eretz Hazeh. Mechori Ha'af HaGodol Hazeh. Just like you cannot deny it is undeniable the hashkacha pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to arrange that that pasuk, that aliyah, there's a basic principle that the events of a day are merumas in the aliyah of the day. There's a parsha, there are seven aliyahs. In each of the aliyah, it corresponds. We 99.999% of the time have absolutely no clue to understand what it says in the pasuk, what it says in the chazal, how that relates to what's going on in current events. But every once in a while, it's openly blatant. And 9/11 was certainly that day. And just like the beginning of the aliyah, we can obviously, it creates an awareness that that last pasuk, "Hanistorois LaShem Elokeinu VaNiglois Lanu Ulavinu Ad Olam," is to remind us there's a lot more that we do not know. I'm not saying you don't have to say conspiracy. You don't have to say conspiracy. Even if it's not conspiracy, you can say what could have. Look at it like this: you want to say conspiracy? You're entering into my world. I don't want to go there because I don't want to be labeled as a meshugna. But let's talk positive. It could have been a lot worse. Okay, let's put a positive spin on it. It could have been a lot worse. And you don't know the chesed Hashem of the nistorois of things that did not go according to the sinister plan of these rishoyim, who brought incredible churban, that it could have been worse. And the secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha to save many people. I mean, there are so many stories of people who were supposed to be there on that day and that time. Right? There are many people who told me they were supposed to be there, it was slichos. They were supposed to be at work on that day, but because of whatever it was, hashkacha protest, they did not come, v'chulu, it could have been worse. And the secrets of Hashem's chesed, that many people who, had they followed their ordinary routine, would have died, are alive today. It's Hashem, atoyodoto, you Hashem, only you know. Every event that happens in this world, there's the nigle and there's the nister, for good and for bad. You don't need to become a conspiracy theorist to appreciate this. Look at the positive of people who, you know, Baruch Hashem, they what would have been if that plane was not taken down in Pennsylvania? Where were they planning to go?
The White House.
We don't really know. The Capitol, the White House, no one really knows. No one knows what could have been. It could have been a lot worse. A lot of things could have been a lot worse.
That's because of cell phones.
People, okay, whatever it is. There's niglois, and then there is the nistorois. And here David HaMelech says this to a degree, when you witness an event. So there's what to talk about. There's what to be inspired, there's to take mussar, an inspiration, b'sarti tzedek b'kohol rav. Hinei sifasai lo yechlo. But when everything is said and done, don't forget, Hashem, ato yodoto. You know the rest. You know there's a lot more which cannot be said, will not be said, and is unknown. The nistoros, and the nistoros have its own world of a whole world of a whole dimension. You know Hashem, and for that we have to acknowledge and give you shevach v'hoidah of what you spared us. Look, Hitler, Yimach Shmo v'zichro, he was planning to come to America. It's a fact. He was planning to conquer the whole Europe and then get on, send his whole army to America and conquer the whole America and kill in America every last Jew he can find. Every Jew in America is a survivor because he was coming for the whole world. And if he wouldn't have made some foolish, impulsive errors, who knows? Al derech hateva, who knows if he would have succeeded? Al derech hateva. Only Hashem prevented him from going that far. Okay, now we go. This is the bottom line. We come over here away with this incredible chiddush. We take away basically four interpretations of the word bisarti. It's very relevant because we say in the Birchas Hamazon, we ask Hashem to reveal to us besoyrois, toivois, Yeshua's Fenechamais. We take away, according to what we learn on the page over here, four interpretations. Number one, it means good tidings, good news. That's what the Mitzudas David says. The Mitzudas David seal and say good news. Rashi says, Shirois, Vesham Nashir Shir Chadosh. The Chazal say the word, it refers to Piske Halacha. I was Mechadesh Chidushe Torah. Novel insights into the Torah. And finally, we have over here, the Radak says that David over here is adding a fourth dimension to his life. It's not enough. Al Shloisha Dvarim Ha'ilamai made Torah, Tefillah, and Chesed. You also have to spend time being revealing, relating to the world, to people, to your friends, your circle, your social circle, Hashem's acts of kindness. A deeper appreciation of the Hashem's Hashkocha Pratis for Klal Yisrael and for the Yachid. All right, I think that's it for here. Let's go now to the next pasuk. Let's go now to a very famous pasuk on page 368. Moving ahead, 368. Atah Hashem. Very famous pasuk. Loisichlo rachamecha mimeni chastecha vamitcha tamid yitziruni. Okay, you Hashem, you do not hold back, you do not withdraw. Okay, we just finished discussing this in the beginning of the shiur. The word sichlot, this week's parasha, Rashi in this week's parasha quotes this pasuk. We said, Vayikolei hageshem min hashamayim. Vayikolei min HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he actively went and he sealed, he closed the valve. There was more rain that was ready and willing, prepared to flood the world. It seems from Rashi, and Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he stopped the Mabul prematurely. That's the Chiddush of Rashi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he opened up the heavens, he opened up the earth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the plan, this is an argument you can make, you have to discuss this. Did the Mabul proceed according to plan? In the beginning of the parasha, Hashem says, Hishki, Hishkas kol basar es darkar al aretz, Kates kol basar bol lefonai, v'hinani mashchisa min haaretz. Noach getting the teva with all the animals, and now the plan is implemented. When everything was said and done, did the Mabul go according to plan? Did the Churban that Hashem brought to this world, was it executed according to the script? And from Rashi, you can make an argument. The answer is no. No. It was supposed to be worse. You'll ask, what do you mean worse? How much worse could it get? Well, we don't know what that means, but it could have been worse. Okay, the earth, the quality of life that we enjoy today could have been significantly diminished had Hashem allowed the Mabul to continue longer. And the plan was that it should continue longer. It should continue longer. Maybe if the Mabul continued longer, the climate would have been destroyed to a greater degree. Look, they're always telling us about this thing called climate change, the whole big debate if it's baloney or if there's any truth to it. Don't really know. I'm not to comment on this. But there are obviously problems in this world. There are storms, there are violent storms, there are obviously problems in this world, and Baruch Hashem, we're able to deal with it the best that we can. But who knows, if the Mabul would have been continued for a longer period of time, the effect on the environment, on the world, could have been more, there could have been more damage, and the world that we live in could have been more chaotic. And it could be, instead of there being a hurricane in Florida, Florida is a dangerous place. I don't understand people, they buy up real estate in Florida. Florida is in a hurricane zone. It is natural that there should be hurricanes in that part of the Caribbean. You got to be out of your mind to invest in the Caribbean islands, because the Caribbean islands, it's natural. The same way the sun rises and the sun sets, it's natural that those islands are going to be obliterated with violent weather. It's not a matter of climate change. It's an
Haiti
itzias.
Is a good investment.
What?
Haiti is a good investment.
Haiti, why?
It's a joke.
Okay? Well, it's a good investment to work in construction in those places. You'll always be able to build destruction, build new houses, demolition, or garbage removal, okay? Debris removal, that's a good business. To get a monopoly on debris removal, because that it's natural. But so let's say, I don't know, I'm just making, let's say it's on average, it's Derech HaTev, there's going to be a hurricane in Florida every, let's say, once in 2-3 years. So maybe if the Mabul would have been concluded, would have been executed to completion, there would be a hurricane there twice a year. The damage to the environment would have been much greater, where there's an expectation of violent storms and issues in the environment to a much greater intensity, which would significantly diminish the quality of life. Why did Hashem stop the Mabul prematurely? Vayizkor Elokim es noyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis. He stopped the Mabul prematurely. How do you know that? Because of this pasuk, Vayikole Gesha Min HaShamayim, which means Hashem went and he closed the knob. It doesn't mean Pashup Shat that there was a reservoir of water and Hashem opened the valve and that's it. There's no more water left. It's depleted. No, it doesn't say that. It wasn't depleted. There was more to come. There was plenty of more damage ready to be dispatched to this world. It's because Hashem actively shut the valve. Vayikole, he closed the valve. And Rashi quotes this pasuk. How do you know it means he closed the valve? Ato Hashem lo sichlo rachamecha mimeni. Which means the natural state of being in this world is rachamim. When Hashem added the word yudkei vavkei before Elokim, even though he's b'reish b'ro Elokim, Hashem saw the world cannot exist al midas hadin, so Hashem was mitznadif rachamim tadin, which means Hashem created an infinite flow of rachamim to this world. And in order for the rachamim to stop, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to close the valve. It's infinite, the rachamim. Don't anger Hashem, because if you anger Hashem, you're changing the natural disposition, the default of rachamim. Ato Hashem, David is begging. Rachamim is coming to this world. Don't look at my averos and let them anger you and cause the rachamim to suddenly stop. Lo sichlo rachamecha mimeni. Chazcha v'amitcha, your kindness and your truth tamid continuously yitzaruni. Pasuk Gimel, ki. Ofafu olai ro'ois. David says, and the word ofafu is a good, nice word. I'm surrounded, like a circle. The Mitzudas David says, sovavu, like afafuni chevle maves, the pangs of death surround me. So here it's written in the singular form, ofafu olai. Surround, correct? Rashi says, ofu sovavu, sovavu. I am surrounded by problems. Ofafu. Alai ro'ois, evil. Evil means things that are ra. Ad ein mispar, to no limit. It's an infinite number of issues that are ra surround me. Hisiguni avoinoisai. My averois have overtaken me. My averois, the consequence of sin, has overtaken me. V'lo yacholti lirois, I'm no longer able to see. Now, what does he can't see? Dov saying he's blind? He can't see? Well, obviously what it means over here is that His ability to plan for the future. Ezeu chacham horoye es hanoilat. The ability to see, to plan, to move ahead. Eyes always allude to the future. I'm no longer able to plan going forward. I don't have a vision. A vision of being productive in the future. Otsmu misarei sroishi. My problems are more mighty or more numerous than the hairs on my head. Obviously, David was not bald. Some people can't say that. Some people would say that the problems of my life are more than the hair of my head. I'm in good shape because I don't have any hair on my head. Kereach. Okay. Obviously, David. This possibly indicate that David had a full head of hair. A full head of hair,
red hair,
even in his old age, had a full head of hair.
It's a hereditary. Look at Avshalom.
He was caught by his. But he was a young kid. He was a young guy. How old was he? In his 30s, 36.
He was caught in his
hair. But he was young, 36. He still has hair. Some people. Some people, depends. Okay, so Avafuni Olayro, listen, for all those people over here that are like me, grass doesn't grow on busy streets. Okay. They're more numerous than the hairs on my head. Vilibi azovani, my heart has abandoned me. What is the shaykhis between these ideas? Tough question. Let's see the mitzvah done over here first. Quickly, mitzvah done over here on the bottom of the page, pasuk beis. Ato Hashem lochem gam ato Hashem hashev gimul v'loy sina. Hashem punished my enemies. Do not hold back. So he's thinking over here, he's injecting that. Ato Hashem, where does that come from? Hashev gimul. I shouldn't say enemies. I mean, it means, I don't know, it just means give reward, give a person what he deserves. Payback, good payback. V'loy timna, and do not withhold rachamecha mimeni v'amitcha, your truth. Amitas haf tochoscha, the truth of your promise. It's like what Hashem said to Moshe, I revealed myself to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, v'shmi Hashem, loy noidati lohem. I did not make known to them the nida of amit, of emes, that I am faithful to reward them for the, I am faithful to be ma'ames my words. I make promises, I keep it. You observe the mitzvahs, you will be rewarded. And therefore, Hashem, do not deny the nida of emes, the promises that you have made to me personally, the promises that you've made to Klal Yisrael, and in general, a person that is a shomer Torah mitzvahs is guaranteed to be protected and cared for by Hashem. Pasuk of Gimel, the mitzvah of his siguni, hamekadrigim hanasim me'avonasai. So Mitzvus, he explains it very well by saying, is that, what does it mean that my sins have overtaken me? He says it just means that when a person does an Avera, we have a Mesoira. Okay, what this means is, no one explained, told us exactly, when a person does an Avera, you create in Shemayim, you create prosecuting angels. And the prosecuting angels, they present themselves before Hashem and demand justice. And David is saying that the my averos have resulted in mekatrugim, prosecuting angels, and they are numerous and they are demanding my downfall. Okay, me'avonosai, rodfu acharai v'siguni, and they have overtaken me. I'm not going to win in court, in the heavenly court. V'yecholti lirois ki ko einai me'atzorois, I am not able to see, my eyes are dimmed because of my problems. V'libi azavoni halach meni oimei tzalev, I have no zest, I have no conviction, I have no will to live. Okay, it's a very scary thought. The libi azavani, my desire, my will, poseches yodecha maspil cholchai rotzoin, the will to go on that has been damaged. Rashi, pasuk gebeis, loy sichle rachamecha loy sinah, do not withhold. Yitzruni, yishmeruni, may your emes guard me, may it protect me. Okay, yitzruni means protection. Pasuk gimavuni savu, they have surrounded me. Okay, and that's it. Let's see the Radak. Radak pasuk gebeis ato Hashem. You Hashem k'moshi shehitzlachta mizoyis atzor kein tatzilein mikol tzor. That this is again, this is the theme that the Radak again and again comes back to. Over and over. Only Radak says this. David HaMelech is always learning from his past experiences. We've seen this many times in the Radak. Other Mefarshim don't do this. And the Radak actually reads this into the word. Ato Hashem. What does it mean over here? Ato Yu Hashem. What does that mean? Why is David over here beginning the pasuk with Ato Hashem? David should begin the pasuk with a request. Lo sichlo rachamecha mimeni. Why are there two extra words in this pasuk? So Rashi doesn't address this. The Mitzudois, he tells us a lomshat. He says, lochem, therefore, you see how the Mitzudois David struggles. Why are these words here added? You should give gemul ato Hashem. He's really struggling. The Radak has no problem because he says this many, many times. And what it means is, David is, when he has a dilemma in life, an issue in life, he opens up his diary and he looks back in life and he notices that back in my early days, I had this very similar situation, or I had the same problem. And you know what happened at the end? Hashem came to my rescue. Years ago, I couldn't pay the bills. I came, they were coming after me. I couldn't pay the bills. They were going to turn off the electricity and the heating. And I had 10 children in the house. And I was in a very, very difficult matzav. What happened 10 years ago? How did I survive? So open up the diary. In the diary, it says that somehow, at the very last moment, somehow I got a job. I had this happen, that happened. And just somehow it all came together. And I look back, wow, how did that happen? Is that normal? What are the chances that when the bill came on that day and I didn't have money to pay, that I got a call, I got a job for you. I got a job for you, I have a different job, I want to give you a bonus. We you get this and that or whatever. What are the chances? 1%? 5%? The chances are zero.
So first comes the din, then comes the rough bonus.
What do you mean the din? What do you mean?
It is that he had trouble and then rough.
Right, but it's not what the Radak is saying over here, that David HaMelech, the Radak does all the time. He says that when David HaMelech found himself, right now, let's say, right now, I can't pay the bills. I can't pay, I have a bill, and I can't pay the bill. They're threatening to shut down the gas, the heat. I have 10 children in the house. How am I going to survive? Don't blame me. I did everything right. I went to school, I went to college, I got a good job, and I worked very hard. I just now, the economy is not so great. They laid me off and I got all these problems. What am I going to do? I'm petrified. So what does David say? I had this problem 10 years ago. I go to my diary, I open up the diary, and I read what I wrote about my desperate situation. I turn the page again, and what happened? Somehow, very last moment, someone offered me a job. Someone gave me a bonus, paid me for years ago. They owed me money. All of a sudden, it came in the mail, in the mail, a check for my past services that I thought I would never get paid for, and I was able to pay the bill. Wow, what are the chances of that happening? So at the time, I didn't pay much attention. But now, when I reflect, I make a calculation. Call a statistician. We make a calculation. What are the chances that in this moment of desperation, I should get a check in the mail for a service that I have done for someone 10 years ago who never paid me, and I thought he was a ganav, and now this guy was chayze b'shuva, and he sends me a check in the mail of $10,000, the money that he owes me from 10 years ago. What are the chances? Is it 1%? 10%? 5%? No, the answer is the chances of that happening in this particular moment are zero. Not a fraction of 1%. The chances of this happening are zero. Why then did it happen? Because Hashem was at my side. It's Hashkocha Pratis. So David says, if that's what happened to me 10 years ago, why should I think that now it will be any different? Let me learn from my life. I had an ace tzara 10 years ago. Hashem came to my rescue. So this should serve for me as inspiration that Hashem will come to my rescue again. Why not?
Rabbi, according to Radak, if he's talking about past or future, would have been possible to say Ato with Ayin, now.
With an Ayin.
Yeah.
Ayin. Well, now with an Aleph. I hear what you're saying, but he's saying, no, Adrabi, it's not now. He's saying, Ato Hashem, according to the Radak, it's a short term, which means, look, you Hashem, you brought salvation for me in this exact situation 10 years ago. You're the one who did it. So therefore, now, when I'm presented with the same problem, let me have faith. Loi, sichla rachamecha mimeni, now, right now. The Radak does this again and again, and he reads this into the words. Because obviously these two words, Ato Hashem, you know, we're so used to this pasuk, it's a very famous pasuk, so we just gloss over it, and we're brainwashed, big deal, that's a style of writing. It's not a style of writing. The words have to be explained. None of the Farshim explain it. The Radak, he does this all the time. He says, Ato Kimoi, can't deny, just like Shehit Saltani Mizois Hatzara, just like you've saved me from this sorrow, came to Hatzileni Mikol Tzara, which is, I'm not saying it precisely with the past and the present, but it means, these words is, let's use this as a dogma. Let's focus on other examples in life of where I had issues and Hashem came to my rescue, this should be inspiration and a source of emunah that Hashem will come to my rescue now again. And that's a powerful limud of Musar, of to have a diary. Diary is really an incredible thing. If a person is able to have spend the time to go and write a diary, it's priceless. It's for yourself. Forget about all these stories of people that they pass away and they open up their diary and they read all these things. Who says that's so good? But for a person himself to write down every day what happened in their life and then have a seder to review, a chazara seder of what happened to all of the events in your life, you know what that is? That you, if you start doing this for a couple of weeks, you're going to go out of your mind. It's going to blow your mind in a way that you can't even imagine. You'll be able to see, you'll be able to become a person that is living with emunah. You're not going to go need all these books, all these inspirational books. Your whole life will be a book of inspiration for yourself to actually record every day. Record what happened that day. And then every so often, go back and read. Go read through a couple of weeks of your life and reflect upon it. And hindsight, to see the Yad Hashem in your own life opens up a new world. And it gives you inspiration going forward. It's exactly what it says here in the Radak. Exactly how he learns. Ato Hashem, the same way you save me from this issue, you'll save me from other issues. The greatest limud ha-musar is to learn from your own life. They all tell you to take a course in history. Why do we study history? The same boring lecture, the first class, every time we learn history. High school, elementary school, high school, and college, over and over. Why do you learn history? Why do you learn history? Because history repeats itself. It's baloney. It does repeat itself. But they tell you, history repeats itself, and study the lessons. You study the lessons, the biggest lessons of history is to study your own life. Forget about what happened in the whole world. Study your own life. Study your own decisions and your own decisions in life, the way you deal with people, the way people deal with you. Study your own life. That's the ultimate source of inspiration. Let's go further. In the Radak, let's still...
I think he learned it with the word Tamid. It's like Tamid is past and future.
Past and future. Okay.
Okay.
Past and future. That's exactly what we're saying. Exactly what we're saying over here. Okay, let's finish up over here. We want to finish up over here. The ki avfuni hiki funi surrounded me. Kamoy avfuni mishbe moves. Ki ben adam muzum lefigeh hazman v'olam. V'ein lohem misbar v'roy lo'adam lefachim hem shiyav shema yigum hachit. Okay, the Radak is very dark. He says, it's inevitable. Everyone in this world has to deal with the same issues. Everyone, there's no person in this world that is free from dealing with all of the issues that life presents. And a person has to worry, what are you worried about? Shema yigroim hachet. If a person is going to encounter difficult situations, he needs to be fortified. If he has chatoim, that can cause him to stumble during those difficult times. If he's fortified with zechusim, then when those difficult times come, which are inevitable, he'll be able to prevail. Okay, let's go further. Let's go to the next paragraph. Lo yicholti liros lo uchal liros avanasei kulam ki ram heim umashama livi azovani kolaymar dati azovani milasapram kol kach heim rabim. Okay, so this is over here a very important Radak. Radak over here is giving you, and it's controversial. This is definitely very controversial, especially in our generation, the 21st century, where I think many Gedolei Yisrael tell us not to follow this approach. Not to follow this approach because it'll lead to depression. But the Radak is when a person davens to Hashem, he should magnify his averois, and he should diminish his good deeds. I saw not so long ago, mamish the opposite. When a person davens, he should recount, he should relate in his davening his good deeds, his merits. Okay, it's obviously an entirely different approach, or not necessarily a contradiction. All depends on the situation, the time, but you cannot ignore the words of the Radak on this pasuk. He reads into David that when these are very v'chein roi l'chol chosid b'tfilasoi l'fnei akel l'hagdil avoy noisav, to magnify your sins ulema'et, and to diminish tzid koisav shiyoy ma'ki hu moli avoy mes vivake shakaparo v'arachamim oye perush v'lo yicholti l'rois v'libi azavani al derech haflogo. This is an exaggeration. Kilo imer kohu einai v'libi enimi mipachti alavuzai. Okay, that's the basic perush of milos. Alright, we're going to stop here. Tomorrow we're going to start with pasuk yudalid ritzei Hashem laha tzileini. Okay, we're going to start with Pasuk Gedal tomorrow, and now take a short break, and then we're going to continue the study of the Hebrew language, Sofa Achas, Udvarim Achodim. We started yesterday. Today I want to go talk about the Hebrew language, the concept of Zohar and the Keva in Lashon HaKodesh.
We say the davening every day.
It doesn't talk about sins. Here he says la hagdil. This is a different thing. We're just nothing. But here he talks about magnifying your sins, averos. This is not about sins.
He's saying what we're doing is worse.
We're weak. We're shachamenshin.
Right.
But it doesn't say that we've sinned.
Right.
And he says over here, the person should say, I did this avera and that avera. You make up averos you didn't even do.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. Excuse me. And it is like sometimes it's too much.
Yes.
And when it's too much, you take it very seriously, you become very depressed.
Right.
We don't take it seriously. So we don't have a problem. Right. We don't have a problem. But if you take it seriously...
We had a whole month of suddenly the guys are all saying all the chatan and sure. Where did they get the chance to do all these avayos?
Avayos. Shachris and mincha. Shachris, from the time you say vidu by shachris.
Gavnu, wow. What'd you do? A whole month you didn't have it, and suddenly overnight you got it? You gonna fix the sound or what?
Oh, good, okay, good. Very good, let me turn it off. Good for reminding me. Thank you for reminding me.
The first pasuk that they quoted after 9/11 was because he just read Kisavu. I'd read this from the Sefer, the laws about Suros in the Torah. And then it was flanked by the Tzavu with that, right?
Scary.
It was very frightening. That pasuk, it was a couple of days later, I'd read this from Sefer. That was the first thing they said right away.
Very frightening.
Yeah. I had in shul way it was Parshas Noah, so he had just done the chakras, and we gave the big Baal Tshuva in our shul that time, and
yeah.
It was Yoni Blumenfrog. So he done for a long time, apparently. But so he done in those days.
Tarvidas.
Yoni Blumenfrog. Oh, I thought he was Chaim. No, he was Tarvidas. Okay, fine, I didn't know. But either way, so he was complaining how tired he was. He got the aliyah, and I said, you see what the pasuk is in your aliyah now? It says, I pointed to it because I was leaning, and I said, there you go. This pasuk was for you. He's complaining he needs to sit down. That brought it home to me. He looked at me, and he went, whoa.
I'm going to go get my computer to see if I'm going to go get my computer.